voice of an angel, voice of a god. You can have.
Hey, all you Tiny Horse fans, want to hear your favorite indie rock band in a way you've never heard them before? Come out on October 4th to the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts to hear Tiny Horse perform in an acoustically engineered space. Friday nights in the Recital Hall concerts are all ages and licensed. Tickets are $20 each, and they're going fast. Check out queensu.ca, the Isabel, for details.
Hi, I'm Cam.
I'm Boris.
And we are Castor. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
From the New York Underground to Kingston's Grand Theater, Grand On Stage presents the Hot Sardines.
By me, Mr. Shane. Please let me explain.
Performing songs from their latest album, C'est la Vie, a bilingual blend of original jazz songs and timeless standards. The Hot Sardines, Friday, October 4th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for the Hot Sardines and the rest of the Grand On Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett, and I listen to the number one station in Kingston, CFRC.
Love.
Well, well, well. Good morning, everyone. My name is Jeff the Nerd, and this is CFRC, the place to be. Thanks for tuning in. It's your Indie Morning Wake Up, the Wednesday edition, starting your hump day off on the right foot. That is correct. The Dancing Foot. That was a brand new track from Heinz out of España with their new one called Bon Voyage. Well, no Bon Voyage to you, dear listener. More of a hello. Hey, how you doing? Good stuff. My name's Jeff the Nerd, and you have me until 10 a.m. I'm coming at you live from CFRC headquarters, right in the heart of Kingston, Ontario, Canada. That's right. We're sitting pretty in the Limestone City, broadcasting out of Lower Carruthers Hall, across CFRC.ca, and to the entire world. So thanks again for coming along. My co-host Simone the Moan has assured me via social messaging that she is on her way in. But so more on that later. It's going to be a good show today, though. We got a lot of great new tunes. We're going to hear some new stuff from Diamond Cafe, from Bon Enfant. We're going to hear some classics from the Tripwires and the Isley Brothers. We've got a lot of good, like, pops and bops ready to go. Ready to go, bud. Also today, we're going to talk about some events. There's a lot of cool events going on in and around Kingston, Ontario, and beyond. There's a little film festival going on in Toronto just down the road, so we'll probably touch on that a little bit. We got some big movie news, video game stories to catch up on after the 9 o'clock hour. And, of course, we're going to be having some breakfast on air from our amazing sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods. Old Farm Fine Foods. Get downtown to 204 Berry Street, see what's cooking, and get your day going. Good looking. Yeah. Again, my name is Jeff the Nerd, and let's just get things a-rockin' and a-rollin', shall we? Here's a classic from the Rolling Stones. This should get you moving and grooving. This is called Shake Your Hips. Right here on Indie Morning Wednesday, this is CFRC, the place to be. Cucamonga.
Thank you. Connie Calder, and you're one of the fabulous listeners to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Hello, Mr. Holland, and Rosie may come out and play. She's a good girl now, won't be no trouble, no how. By the way, Mr. Holland, I like the way you made no trouble of my skin. It's not a problem, nor has it ever been. You invited me into your home, treated me like I was grown. I was only 18, and Rosie was a beauty queen. Hello, Mr. Holland, and Rosie may come out and play. I'm a good boy now, won't be no trouble, no how. By the way, Mr. Holland, I like the way you treat me like a regular Joe. I wanted a soda, and you said Rosie could go. Anyway, I like your style, seem like I'll be around for a while. We can talk about a country mile and listen to a blues record, check it out, oh! Hello, Mr. Holland, and Rosie may come out and play. It's a good world now, won't be no trouble, no how. And by the way, Mr. Holland, I like the way you treat me like a regular bill. My name is not a problem, and oh, it never will. Anyway, I like your way, people ought to be able to play. And keep your soul as black as the night when you're walking straight into the light. Oh, now. Keep your soul as black as the night as you walk into the brighter light. Mama used to fear for me. When you go out in the world, you see some people will fear your face and name. But Mr. Holland, don't play that game. Oh, Mr. Holland. Oh, Mr. Holland. Oh, Mr. Holland. Oh, always treat me right. Hey, Mr. Holland.
Got the munchies for a California cheeseburger.
Yeah. This is Matthew Barber mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
Crowded in here.
A little bit.
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm still out of breath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're running to get here somehow.
Running as fast as I could, and then I stopped. Like, you know what? You see the bus, you know, down the road, and it's like, okay, like, how hard am I going to fight for this?
Yeah, right.
You know, like, you know, what is it going to take? Right? And so I kind of started running.
Yeah.
But then, you know, halfway through, I thought, I don't know if I can commit to this.
Yeah.
And then I fast walked.
Then you fast walked. Okay.
Right?
So you downgraded.
And then it's getting a little closer. So then I start running again.
And are you at a bus stop? You're just randomly.
Well,
in the
no. I'm running towards the bus stop, but they've moved the bus stop. So the bus stop is a lot further away than it used to be.
No.
Right?
Kingston, what's going on?
Yeah, a lot further away. But I think it's for all for the best because.
No.
The way where it was located, it. Once you get off the bus, you kind of run across the street.
Okay.
And you know,
you don't really want to get hit by a car. That's true,
so I think
guess.
They've, you know, made it farther, and then it's at a crosswalk, right?
Oh,
so
okay.
Once you get off the bus, you're going to obey the rules.
But
so it's more likely to obey the rules and, you know, do as you should.
And not frogger it across
exactly.
six lanes.
Yeah, but it's a lot farther.
For you.
For me.
You need to
it's
be
a
more
lot
selfish.
Farther for me. Yeah.
It's about
like,
you.
It's a good, I don't know, 400 600 meter run, and I just don't have it in me.
What's your policy on projectiles? Would you be against like throwing stuff at the bus?
Well, I do have my bag, and it has a nice, you know, handle, so I could kind of swing, you know, like a slingshot a little bit. But I don't know about my capacity for throwing.
Right.
Yeah, you know?
It's like, how many rocks do you want to keep in your bag to throw versus how many rocks are going to weigh you down if you have to
exactly.
run?
Exactly. So I know the bus driver saw me. I was close enough for him to see me.
See his eyes in the rear view mirror.
You know, but yeah, I didn't make it today, unfortunately.
That's
so.
Okay.
Yeah, I had
you
to,
missed
had
the whole
to
show.
Wait.
We're,
yeah,
we're
no,
wrapping
you're all
up.
By yourself.
Slow me down here. We're live at CFRC headquarters in the lower level of Carruthers Hall.
Yeah.
We're sitting pretty in Limestone City.
We are. And speaking of pretty.
Oh, no.
You've got this great shirt on. I really like it.
You're my fashion coach.
Yes. It's I guess you could call it polka dots, right?
Oh, yeah, it's like polka dot. Yeah,
or
it works.
Dotted. I don't know. Speckled. I don't know. Something like that. Looks very good.
Thank you.
Along with your new glasses, which I love your new glasses.
Thank you.
Like you're a brand new guy. I'm like, who's this guy?
Oh, it's just Vin Diesel has been posting so much on Instagram. I just have to keep up with him.
You have to keep up with him.
Well, you're not too shabby yourself. You're rocking the leather jacket and the big blue scarf.
Yeah, and my scarf, because it's a little chilly, you know?
I think we're pivoting into autumn.
We are.
Quite well.
I think we're not just pivoting. We're like diving into it.
Isn't it hard?
We're sliding into its DMs.
Isn't it just so difficult looking this good all the time?
I know. It's so hard to be us.
Ah, well, we're on Queen's University campus, surrounded by the young and the beautiful, and we're making them all look like a pack of hobos.
I know we
it's
are.
Great.
I know.
It's the way we do it as grown adults. What'd you get up to this week, Simone?
Well, what did I do? Anything interesting? You know, like I said, I went down by the water.
Yeah, you were saying
the test center, which is always beautiful.
Always.
It's kind of, you feel like you're in this live painting. It's really great.
It's a good way to put it, yeah.
Yeah. Or a beautiful photograph. I took some pictures of people.
Nice.
You know, so I might post them. Hopefully they don't, you know, see and get upset. But it is.
My metaphor
really
is it's like a sludge rag. That
of course it is.
Well, not the Juno, not the tent, but like just patio season's like a sludge rag, and we're trying to wring out every last drop
at
the moment.
That's true. Everyone's kind of like, you know, following the sun, you know, so when I was there, it's like I was sitting in one spot and then I wait for people to leave and I move as the shadows kind of like creep up around
Absolutely.
And follow you around the patio. So
totally.
That's what I did. Yeah.
That's what we have to do right now.
Yeah. And there's a person, there's a guy swimming, like just free swimming in the water, just by himself, just like
they're still doing it.
Bravery.
It's
bravery.
Crazy.
I just like, yeah. Well, he did have a little thing attached to him, like a yellow buoy or something.
A buoy.
A buoy, is that how you say it? Am I saying it right? Yeah, he had something like that trailing him, just so I guess, you know, he's there.
Yeah.
But like this guy was like, I was there for a while and he, you know, he went across, came back again.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Healthy.
Yeah.
A little fish nipping at his heels the whole way.
No life jackets. Well, I guess it'd
he
be
had the buoy, though.
He had the little buoy.
Yeah. So, and I dare I say the W word this early into September, but are you going to swim over the winter? Are you going to get into the polar bear dipping? You're going to go down to the harbor and dip?
Well, I've thought about it, and I'm like, could I actually do this? Because I know they have that the big charity and you can get sponsors and just or you mean just go by myself.
I know some
just
people like, in just, the neighborhood who just
go into
weekly,
the water
bi-weekly they go down to the boat ramp because it's usually still pretty open in February and
really
they said it's like shocking but very refreshing.
Have you done it?
No, God no.
Would you
me?
Do it?
I would fall apart.
Should we do it?
I don't know. Maybe we'll cross that bridge later on
for CFRC.
That'd be fun. That'd be all right.
Oh my goodness.
Sort of
could I don't
dip?
Know if I could do that.
I don't know. I'm a guy who's
I know I'd be sick for like an extended amount of time. That's the thing. That's what I think
plan.
About.
We'd have to plan. Like,
I would be sick, so I have, you know, just have to kind of accept that part of it.
You got
to
just do it.
Yeah.
All right, we'll figure that out.
Yeah, okay.
Nice. Excellent. Yeah. And we have a special guest next week as well. Our man, Dominic.
Dominic is coming back.
Our science guy.
Yeah.
We're trying to think of some experiments to do with him. And because I'm obsessed with Halloween.
Yes, you are obsessed
coming
with
up,
it. Yeah.
I thought if
could we make something like silly putty or something?
We could figure something out, but I want to see. Yeah, like some sort of slime. Kids really like slime.
Yes. Because kids like slime.
Kids like slime. Yeah. We like kids. and also, I want to see if there's any pumpkins in season this early. If we can maybe figure out some cool ways to carve up some pumpkins.
Yeah.
But this week, what I got up to was I signed up for the Shudder streaming service.
What's that?
It's the exclusive streaming service for horror movies and TV shows.
Of course it is.
And it's the current home of Joe Bob Briggs, my man.
Joe Bob Briggs?
Yeah, I said you.
Who is that?
He's an old hillbilly who,
is he?
He's a TV horror host who's been on various networks since the 90s.
Oh, wait. You sent me. Yes, now I do know him now.
Yeah. So he just wrapped up his sixth season on Shudder, and he just had a big live six movie marathon last weekend.
Okay, no rules?
Sorry?
No rules?
Yeah, that's the one.
No rules. That's right.
So I'm very excited because this Halloween special is coming up, and I'm turning into a Joe Bob Mutant, as they call him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you know what you're going to dress up as yet?
Haven't decided
you
yet.
You still haven't decided.
No.
You can't be Vin Diesel again. Like,
no.
You have to just put that aside.
No,
like,
that
was good. Yeah.
You have to.
So what are you going to be?
I don't know. I have to decide. You were thinking of doing Barbie in the box?
Maybe. Barbie's not cheap, though.
No, that's true.
I don't know. It's like, do I get Barbie or do I get food? I don't know.
That's a good question.
Yeah, it's kind of up in the air still.
Yeah. Well, more on food on the next break because we've got your breakfast waiting for you.
I'm so excited for it.
Our amazing sponsors.
At Old Farm Fine Foods.
Oh, yeah. More on that after the next music break.
Okay.
But before we get to it, we just heard a brand new track in that last set from Diamond Cafe with their tune Sweet Cherry. Also in there we had Betty Davis with her classic cover Born on the Bayou. I don't know if that's a cover or if she did the original. I'll have to look that
into
that.
We'll have to check that out.
Yeah. Also in there we had an oldie but a goodie from Gregory Porter with Mr. Holland. And we opened it up with Shake Your Hips.
I'd like to shake my hips.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Do some hip shaking?
Let's do
it. We got a new one from Bon Enfant. This is Demande Spéciale right here at CFRC with me, the nerd.
And Simone Moan.
Yeah.
Some Mountain Dew. It's gonna be a long night.
I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
You made me happy when we were young, but now the crying over you has begun. There was our time. There was our time. Time in the sun. You made it look easy, like our love was a game. You made me believe in myself once again. There was our time. Why's the year over? the show.
Why are you cheering, Fry? You're not rich.
True, but someday I might be rich, and then people like me better watch their step.
FRC.
Yeah.
Dusting off some antiques there for everyone. I like
oldie
it.
Oldie but a goodie.
Totally.
Yeah.
That was I Say Love. Not bad.
Not bad.
Our toes are tapping. It's pretty good. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Mo.
And thanks for tuning in. If you're just coming along, this is CFRC.
101.9.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is Indie Morning Wednesday, your hump day rockathon.
Yes.
We're taking you around the world and through time.
Yes.
Through the window of funk and pop and all the good stuff.
All the best.
Oh, yeah.
Just for you.
Yeah. You're special. Also in that last set.
We're special, too.
A brand new track from Jeremy Albino. Albino? What do you think?
I don't know. I'm going to say albino.
I'm going to say albino.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Our time in the sun. We'll find him next time he's in town. We'll ask him.
Yeah.
Or I'll just watch
him. Because he comes around sometimes.
He does. You saw him last...
I did. Well, last year I saw him at the Blues Festival.
Ah.
Yes.
Yeah, old Blues Fest. It's no longer a thing. I'm jealous.
Oh, that's right.
That was the last one, I think.
Yeah, was it?
For now, we'll see.
I'm glad I got to check it out. It was great.
Totally.
He was totally into it.
Yeah?
100% committed.
Nice.
It was good.
Right
really,
on.
Really good.
Before Jeremy Albino, we had a classic. I was going to go with that.
Okay.
We had a classic from Sandra Phillips with My Man and Me, and we opened it up with Bon Enfant and their brand new track, Demande Spatial.
Yeah.
Pretty good set.
Very nice.
Yeah. Thanks again for coming along, everyone. And this time of morning, we like to talk about our amazing sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Oh, yes. Downtown Kingston.
Uh-huh.
If you're listening and you're a small business in town or you know a small business, check out CFRC.ca and get on the advertising train.
Yes.
It's inexpensive.
Yes. There's we will promote you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We will lift you up. We will expose you to everyone, and everyone's going to want your stuff.
Totally. We should. Last week, we were out and proud in the
We were.
Right on the corner of Clergy and Berry. If anyone was walking by from 8 until noon.
Yeah.
We were there doing the jum show, as we call it. The jumbo show.
It was good.
Yourself. Myself, Mafuge, the man.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy with that. And that's something CFRC can do for other small businesses if you're a sponsor.
Absolutely. Come on down.
The live.
And we will promote you. We will eat your stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're eating their stuff this morning.
We are.
What are we eating today?
Okay, so you brought me like this beautiful, super fancy, super extra egg salad sandwich.
Yeah. I realized that in all your many months of doing this.
Many months. Almost. Many moons.
Almost 1 year.
Yes.
I've never actually brought you like an Old Farm staple.
This was my first sandwich.
For Sammy.
It was
Old Farm.
Really good.
Yeah.
Amazing bread. I don't know what kind of bread it was, I know it was special bread. Okay, this is not like Dempster's or anything like that.
Oh, gosh,
this is
no.
Special artisan, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
I believe it's from our friends down in Portsmouth Village at the Wilton Wheat Kings.
It was really good.
Very delicious.
And then you had, I don't know what you put inside of the egg salad. You had some greens in there too.
Oh, it was the Patchwork Gardens organic pea shoots, don't
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, and I'm all about that organic life.
Yeah.
No, it's a hard life. Okay, to get that organic stuff, but it's a good life.
You're when you're 95 and you're still running laps
yes.
around the track, or when you're still swimming in February in the
right,
lake.
Right, or running for the bus, then I know
it
was all worth
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. So get down to Old Farm and get a good sandwich on the go. They sell a lot of those just grab-and-go sandwiches, egg salad, chicken salad.
Yeah, and just good quality. You know you're eating something really good for yourself.
It's down-home cooking, done
down
right.
Down-home.
Yeah. Comfort
you always surprise me with your outbursts.
Outbursts. That's a way to put it, yeah. It's because I'm all energized.
You are, because you've got the coffee flowing too, right?
I got the county roaster's coffee flowing through my veins.
And I got some of that coffee too.
Delish.
And an apple, an organic apple.
Yeah, the first of the local apples. It's the Nova. Nova Mac apple. I keep wanting to call it Nova Core, but that's a Guardians of the Galaxy
of
thing.
Of course it
oh
is.
My gosh.
Yeah.
So the Nova Mac apple, exceptional high quality apple. It's a Macintosh type that is got a old fashioned sweet flavor. It's known for its like crisp white flesh, shiny red Ooh. Skin. It's good in pies. It's got
white
like a
flesh.
Yeah. Apple flesh. Yeah. You can hear its little screams when you bite it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to that because my access to organic apples is there's a bush on Princess Street somewhere. Okay. And I've been out there, but like, cause I didn't want anyone seeing me during the day. Right. So I took my stepladder
nice.
And it was like 2 a.m. and I'm like sneaking around
my
like
goodness.
Outside, like climbing my stepladder and just trying to reach to get these apples.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Driving out to like one of the orchards like, in your bath at 2 in the morning.
I'm not lying. I actually did this.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. Because it would like, you know, where are you going to get an organic apple?
You get them from Old Farm Fine Foods and you can sleep at night.
Yeah. It can be a little bit safer for me. Yeah. So
totally.
I don't need to do that anymore.
Not anymore. Simone, not with us here at CFRC. You got the goods. I destroyed my apple. It was like watching a cartoon just like, and it was done.
I'm excited for it.
And then the second best part, besides eating it, the second best part is the satisfaction of like whipping the core into a garbage can.
Oh, yeah?
Boom.
Do you always score or do you like, throw it and then you have to go, I missed. And then you have to go and pick it up and place it in the garbage.
I just stand right above the can and I say, see you in hell.
Oh my God.
And I just drive
goodness.
It in there.
Someone is excited for Halloween.
Yeah!
I think you are.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm a mutant. Proud
yeah,
of
you're
it.
Very, very excited about it.
Awesome.
And we're excited about you guys listening to us and being together for, you know, a little Wednesday wake up.
Yet another amazing show, if I do say so myself. And it's September. The students are back in town.
They are back and better than ever.
I'm excited to get some new trainees, some new interns.
Mm.
Throw them under the bus.
Yes, you can teach them all that you know.
So sign up. Get down to CFRC if you want to get involved in any capacity. You can you host your own show.
Yep.
Or even just like volunteer in the music stacks in the library or at events. There's a lot of like Queens concerts going on in CFRC. Gets to go to.
Yeah.
Get down here and just hang out with us.
Yeah, come on down.
I'll bring you an apple.
Which will be really nice.
Yeah.
It's the apple, organic apples are a big deal.
Delicious.
Yes.
Awesome. You know what else is delicious?
What else?
Great music.
It is.
Yeah. Right on. We got an oldie but a goodie from the Tripwires. The Tripwires.
Ooh, Trip.
I'm becoming a man.
That's trippy.
It's called Everything Detector.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's see what it's about.
That's right. With your host with the most, my name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Mo.
And where are they listening to, Simone?
All right, CFRC.
We'll be right back. smoking, I'm down. Clean pasture bullet train.
Bishop Nehru, shout out to CFRC and the campus and community radio at Queens University. Much love to everybody. Much love to all the Nehruvians listening. Peace.
You take a rock and a bop when it's really neat, and you put them together with the rock a bop. Hey, Joe, you're gonna do the rock a bop. A rock a bop, you're gonna swing your feet and let the rhythm ever stop. Stop. A rock a bop, I said a rock a bop. Rock-a-bop, I said rock-a-bop with me. Come on and rock-a-bop. Rock-a-bop, come on and rock-a-bop with me. You're gonna swing your feet and let the rhythm ever stop. Stop. Rock-a-bop. You better look out. He gonna sing a hand, a dance a hand, a even shout. Hey, Charlie, you're gonna do the rock-a-bop. A rock-a-bop, you're gonna rattle your bones and the rest of moons. Oh, rock-a-bop. Rock-a-bop, I said a rock. Bop, come on, a rock-a-bop with me. Rock-a-bop. A rock-a-bop, come on, a rock-a-bop with me. You're gonna rattle your bones and the rest of moons. Oh, rock-a-bop. Oh, and don't be bothered about your knees. The way you're doing just like what they believe. Hey, Willie, you're gonna do the rock-a-bop. Rock-a-bop, hey, you lost your shoes, but then that ain't new. With a rock-a-bop. A rock-a-bop will rock. Come on and rock, baby. A rock-a-bop with me. Please rock-a-bop. A rock-a-bop, I said a rock-a-bop with me. You're gonna lose your shoes, but then all of your blues are with a rock-a-bop. A rock-a-bop.
Oh, wow, windows. I don't think I can afford this place.
This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening
Welcome
to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
Welcome to intermission.
In the middle of the earth, in the land of Shire, lives a brave little hobbit whom we all admire. With his long wooden pipe, fuzzy woolly toes, he lives in a hobbit hole and everybody knows him. Bilbo. Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Now hobbits are peace-loving folks, you know. They're never in a hurry and they take things slow. They don't like to travel away from home. They just like to eat and be left alone. But one day Bilbo was asked to go on a big adventure to the caves below to help some dwarves get back their gold that was stolen by a dragon in the days of old. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins is only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Well, he fought with the goblins. He battled a troll. He riddled with Gollum. A magic ring he stole. He was chased by wolves, lost in the forest, escaped in a barrel from the Elf King's halls. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. We'll be right back. he's back in his home in the land of Shire, that brave little hobbit whom we all admire, just sitting on a treasure of silver and gold, puffing on his pipe in his hobbit hole. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only...
Welcome to Intermission. Yeah, intermission.
Hi, this is Seth Hunt from The Backsteps.
And this is Luke Garrison from The Backsteps. And you're listening to
CFRC
101.9
FM.
Every day you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The Charts on CFRC.
Discover the Tet Center for Creativity and Learning, a vibrant arts hub at 370 King Street West in Kingston, right beside the Isabel Bader Center. Enjoy a coffee at Juniper Cafe and explore three floors of galleries, studios, and arts organizations. Borrow instruments from Joe's Mill, sign up for art classes with groups like the Kingston's Potters